The devil's really been on the rampage. So we need to stand with him and push back the enemy, don't we? We need to remind ourselves who we are and what we've got in Christ Jesus, that we don't fall foul to the devil. And sometimes we just need that one another, that extra push from others alongside us. We definitely do. We're so blessed. I just thank God for his wonderful people. And we have a wanderer returned. And it's lovely to see him. And I don't know if he wants to come and say hello at this point. He's free to do so if he wishes. Are you going to greet us or what? There you go. He's going to greet us. He's not having an or what.
Oh, amen. Such a great feeling to be again home. I told Andrew when we were driving back from the airport this morning that my first weeks in Africa, in fact months, on Sunday, I was feeling miserable. Yeah. I didn't have that much opportunities to go to church on Sunday because of work demand, and it made it worse. Whenever I went to a church in the afternoon or evening, I had to work on myself to be there, not here, because the body was there and the mind here. Yeah, it really took time. And when you are away like that you value more your spiritual family. Yeah, you feel that something is really, really missing. And especially when you see things that are going wrong the other way around. And then you feel, if only I was home. Anyways, thank you for all the prayers. I know that each one of you was supporting me in prayers. And I had also a few phone calls and Facebook messages with some of you. Thank you very much. Every prayer made a difference. I had to travel, and I went to dangerous places. Yeah. 5 hours, and within those 5 hours, 3 hours crossing a very big park where they used to arrest and kill people. I had faith, but I don't know how to evaluate it, because I refused to sit at the front chair. I went at the back. It was wonderful, and I visited one of the churches in the village. I had the opportunity to preach there, and they invited our church, and I said, yes, I will pass on the message, and I'm glad I've just shared that message with our mission director, Helen. Yes, so all the heavy load is gone. I went through good, really good times and difficult times. But those difficult times were also good, because they helped me to go more in God's presence, to create time in the midst of the busy schedule of the work. I had to be at work at 6 a.m. and make sure that as a leader, I motivate everybody. So those who were still in bed, I was going to shake them up to wake up before I go to the site. And for many weeks, we were finishing work very, very late, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., another time, 1 a.m. And 6 a.m. again, I have to be there. So you can imagine, how are you going to have time for prayer or to read the word? So the harsh time came and shook me up a little bit. So it was a must to create that time. And I understood that even if things are difficult anyhow, if you are willing to have time for prayer, you will. So in the office, I was taking chunks of minutes to kneel down and say something to the Lord. If I get home to take something or for whichever reason, the first thing was to go down on my knees and say something to the Lord. Those prayers made a huge change. And it was a way to witness to people that I was working with. I organized a few night vigils with a group of believers who were in the same company. The maximum it took, I think it was a month. Those who were trying to make my life miserable, they resigned from work themselves, saying that my presence is annoying them. So we knew that the Lord was doing what he's capable of doing. So I saw the hand of the Lord in that sense. Another thing that I'm so grateful to the Lord is when our lifestyle is the messenger compared to the way that we can preach. The Lord helped me to be closer to him regardless the busy schedule of the work. And by his grace, I managed by the lifestyle to impact literally everybody in the company. Everybody. So I was hearing testimonies left and right, and I gave glory to the Lord. And I knew that if it was only with my strength, I couldn't have done that. I knew that I had people backing me up with their prayers for me to remain standing in my faith and live the life that is giving glory to the Lord. Yeah. Some of the people just hearing that I'm coming over for a month, they were about to cry. I have a couple, they are Muslims, and the Lord gave me the favor, the grace, to be closer to them. And to see the way they are changing, it's amazing. I didn't literally preach to them. I befriended them, and whenever I'm about to take my time of prayer, they will ask me to join me and pray with me every day. So they are into a journey. The man told me, because he came even to the capital city to accompany me to the airport, say, you have to come back very soon. Yeah, the journey that you took me and my fiance in, I don't want it to stop. Well, his way of saying, but I knew he's not me. I'm just a vessel the Lord is using. Is the Lord who is taking them into that journey. The last thing that I can share is the experience personally I'm going through. And it's a challenge. And that challenge is in Isaiah 65. The verse says that our God, he answers prayers through awesome deeds. So I took it as a rhema, a personal revelation. I said to myself, indeed, I pray every day, but I'm sick and tired just to pray and say, okay, the Lord has heard me, without expecting something huge to happen. I challenged my faith, and I'm glad the first word you said here was in those lines. Our God answer prayers. But how does he answer prayers? Through awesome deeds. That the attitude, whenever I want to pray, I'm taking. I approach the Lord knowing that when he's going to answer the prayer I'm about to do, to say, he will do it with extravagance, with amazement, miraculously, in an astonishing way. So approaching him in that manner, it preparing me to expect big things from the Lord, because the one I'm about to pray to is not dead. He's a living God. He hears prayers, he answers prayers, but not just for formality. With amazing works, with tremendous works, awesome deeds. That's how he answers prayers. It's not something you can say amen to it and then it ends there. It's a kind of discipline you have to work on and to remind to your spirit every day whenever you enter into his presence that this God I want to pray to, he does answer with awesome deeds. You feed that to your spirit before even opening your mouth and utter any word before him. It will strengthen your spirit and lift your faith to a certain level when you are praying, you are really expectant. You break down all the limitations that our human mind put in us when we are praying. Because it's easy and we do it most of the time. We say things, but our faith level is not agreeing with what is coming out of our mouth when we are praying. So in that way, we are not different than religious people. We are not religious people. And saying that we are not religious people, but God, who sees us, who knows the truth, see that what we are pronouncing out of our mouth, our faith level, is not amounting to that level, he can tell that we are just playing the innocent. I'm not religious, but in reality, deep inside, my faith is the belief of religious people. May the Lord help us. And no one can say that I have mastered that. It's an everyday discipline. Till it becomes a lifestyle. May the Lord help us. He answers prayers with awesome deeds. So, I'm so happy to be back again. Even though it's just for a few weeks. And I love you so much. God bless you.